What is this shift?
All right.
All right, all right, all right. All right.
Let's put this.
All right, all right. I'm ready for a nap.
Nap time.
Nap time. Ready, set, go.
Ready, set, go. Welcome to Shift Hit the Fan.
Lift, hit
Welcome,
the.
Shifties.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. One and all the shift heads, all the shifties. Today
Shift
we
hit the fan.
let the shift hit the fan. That's my favorite part. Let's see. Okay, all right. So today we have a journey for you. We have, see if I can get them in the order that, is this right order? We have four cards for you today. Three of wands.
Oh, wait, you had that backwards for me.
Okay.
You
That's
had
fine.
it for, you had the wand, the page, and then the battle, the five.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I was wanting to do is get them in the right order this
There
way.
you go. No, the five and the page have to switch to how you gave them to me.
Oh, really? I thought I put them in the order. Okay. Wait, did I switch
Nope.
them?
There you go.
Right. So I had them in the other order. Which I guess this makes more sense.
I thought you were talking about it weird when we were talking about it earlier. It's like,
Yeah. And I was looking
makes
at the
sense.
picture that I sent you too. I'm a little tired today. My bad. yeah. So we got these for the main cards. This is what popped out when we asked what the collective wants to talk about.
They just came flying out, and then I'm like, wow, we got a lot to talk
They fell to the
about.
floor, but yeah, and then it turned out to be really simple. This is the hidden energy, death. But Elias made it really simple. You want to share your thoughts with the
Here we go.
people?
Thoughts being shared. So we got the three of wands, and the way he's standing in the three of wands, he's kind of looking out from his wands, holding on to one of them. And it for me, he's looking out at the landscape, looking out at this journey that's ahead of him. His wands are his comfort. He's like, he's got his back to his home, his back to his past, and he's about to set off on this journey, debating on like, does he take these next steps or does he stay in his comfort? And I love this one because so, like, we're always in, it feels like we're almost always in this place of, are we going to take that next step? Are we going to set out on this journey to rediscover ourselves, to rediscover what's out there, to leave the security and safety of our home, to the things that we have in our life. And again, it brings me back to The Alchemist. Such a good book. But like The Alchemist, this boy is, he's a sheep shepherd and he's got his whole flock of sheep and he's successful and he loves traveling and doing what he does. But then he's introduced to this whole new world of like, wait, you could travel more and there's more for you to discover in your life. And he's in that debate of, do I leave my sheep, my flock, my herd, my safety, my security, and do this, or do I stick with what I know? And it's such a beautiful image to think that we have that so often. Like, do we embark on this journey and leave the safety and security of what we have, or do we go and jump into that that unknown area and learn so much more about ourselves, the things that we don't know that we're capable of. And then we have the Page of Wands, and I love the way he's looking in this. He's holding his sword, looking about. For me, he is on land. I couldn't tell from the picture. But for me, he's like, he's on his journey. He's going about. And I think the beautiful thing about him being the page is that he's kind of lower on the totem pole, or I guess you can't say that necessarily, but like lower in the scale of hierarchy. So he's still growing. He's growing on his journeys, wandering about with his abilities, kind of unsure about what's really going to happen. And then we have the Five of Swords. And in this one, he's found his matches. He's won his battle here. You know, he's collected the swords of the other opponents. And I think this is really just shows us the battles that go on in our mind, the things that are so hard to overcome. And we fight these demons, these battles in our mind, or we go through these trials, and sometimes we don't always come out triumphant. But as we fight them, we learn more about ourselves. We gain more talents. We gain, and really, it's fighting our fears. Fighting our fears and overcoming our fears, facing them, and just stepping into that, into those fears, and realizing what we're actually capable of brings us to the next card, the Strength. And you find that inner strength. You know, you find that inner lion that is inside of you that can overcome the fears, that has the courage to go and do things that are unknown and scary to us. And then just that last hidden card, I think, just encapsulates all of this. It's the death of the old and stepping into the new, stepping into the new life. You have the psychopomp here, the guy who's carrying the people to their next life, to the next transition, the phase. And while we're so scared of this deathly figure, we have to realize that it's carrying us to something better, a higher self, something that is going to allow us to grow and be stronger. And so we confront that, and we come to peace with that inner death that's happening inside of us. And so, yeah, these cards are just a beautiful little hero's journey for us. The thing that we are continuously asking ourselves, are we ready to step into those big, scary moments that are happening in our life? What you got?
Yeah, I think, we came up with similar things. So for me, it's just going to be elaborating on what you've said. What I saw was, I didn't call it the hero's journey, but it's perfect. Because this is what happens every time you've already been given the idea. You know you want something. So you're at the point where you're feeling this is the next step. I'm gonna start walking towards my thing. My thing that I want, right? The thing that I've had the idea about. I feel good about it. I'm gonna start moving forward on this. I've gotten enough of the beginning of, the balance. I'm ready to move. I'm ready to make my next move. And then we get to this, where we start intellectualizing, I guess, about the whole process. So while you're still looking in that direction, because for me, this one is looking at this when I hold them together. You're still looking here, but you're starting to think, because that's what we do in these processes. We start thinking a lot about it. We start to we're paging all the thoughts that come with this new thing. It's calling in that, just like what we did with this with the podcast, in saying yes to it. Right. I never thought I'd be somebody who would do a podcast because I didn't think I had the ideas. I'm just quiet. I know how to talk about one thing and one thing only, right? In my mind. I can only talk about personal growth and all this stuff, right? And it has to be in conversation. So I just never thought I'm somebody to do this. But as soon as I said yes, let's do this. I set up the whole thing. Suddenly, all I have is ideas of content to make, right? Something that wasn't available before I took that first step. Because I still had it in my mind that it's not for me, right? It's cool. I appreciate all the artists that are doing it, but until I took that step, I didn't call forth the thoughts that are aligned with this thing that I'm now moving towards. And then you get to this point where you kind of get messy about it, kind of get a little cocky. But you're still winning, right? Because you feel, it's part of the process to get messy. And I'm personally somebody who's going to allow myself to go through this process of being messy about my process, just to see what I can learn. I'm going to let myself be really human in the process. And that is for me, the access to getting settled and developing that skill, developing strength in that thing that I'm pursuing, is allowing myself to suck at something for a while until I get good at it, right? And every time we go through, when I think this is the point we need to get to, the point where we're starting to take actions towards the thing, looking forward, not backwards, at what's ahead, to get to this, like, okay, now you're actually going to kill off everything else that isn't this new thing. It's the death of the old way. So for me, it was the death of not being or a podcaster, whatever it is, content creator. That person is no longer alive. She's died because she's now someone who creates content, right? And it is more details on what it is to go through this hero's journey. Every single time we make a decision to actually move forward on the thing. And if you can see, like, what just came right now, when we make a decision to move forward, you see how it's unknown what's ahead. It's all desert. It's all like you're just going to go forward anyways. You've got a hold on the one thing. And knowing that the other things are going to follow, you know that they're there, but you've got a hold. Like it's that the thing when you get focused on the one thing, you got to hold on to it, and the rest will follow. And they're planted in the ground, so you're grounded in that as well. Something that I noticed about the death, though, because I rarely ever look at this card. Is how like the different phases of life that there are in it. It's all in here too. There's someone who's dead there, someone who's new here, right? And then you've got the different ages, like an adult. You've got, what is this? Hope. So you've got different evolutions of the being or the person, I guess the cycle of death in this as well. So it's like all of this is in here as well. The whole story. is in here. Death is part of life. Something new begins when the old thing dies. I never noticed how cool that card was. I never pull it for myself, I think. Yeah. Any thoughts on
Yeah.
that?
I just love the just kind of this transition that we get to go through. You know, that we get to experience all these different things in our life. And there's always this fear of acting, this unknown. Like we'll never know. And I think that when you're talking about the Three of Wands there in the desert, it seems barren. It seems like we have to go through the wasteland. Like there's no promise when we act on that initial step. But I think for one, there's always abundance in every moment that we have. Like life itself, the present moment is the abundant moment. And as we sit in that present moment, we get to find the signs, the omens, the things that are leading us to our in treasure, to that transition, to the next thing, to our new and higher selves. We get to understand more about ourselves. And I think that's the cool and exciting thing. It's just always looking for what's the next step in the journey. And going to that page of like, we're not really sure where we're going. We're not sure what's coming. But it also reminds me of the book Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey, where everything is a green light. Everything that comes up in your life is an invitation to move and to go to the next thing. And if we can see our life as that, that everything that we have, everything that we're going through is a green light for the next place, to the next transition in life. Then everything transforms into this really cool journey that we get to go on. We become our own personal legend. We are the legend that we are living. And we get to inspire our own self in the things that we've done and become, and who we are now, and who we're still becoming. And I don't know. It's really fun to think about all these different ways to look at how our life is just so magical. Even the times when we're hurting so much, like those times are still a green light to say, hey, you're still on your journey. This hurts. It sucks. But you're still making it. You're learning and you're experiencing so much right now, so much that you can give to others, so much that you can give to yourself. And I think we often forget to realize that these things are the beautiful and magical things that make us so powerful and so special in our life.
What came to mind when you were talking about this, the unknown, no promise. What I saw was like, actually, the unknown is a blank canvas. You
Yeah.
know, what you have is the space to create whatever you want. And I love that I just got that. Because for the longest time, I've been saying, I'm certain in the unknown, but now I have the unknown is a blank canvas as a context for that, which gives me more power, I guess. The strength, the mastery of it all, I guess. The formula to mastery is the context. Context is death and creation. death in life, anything's possible when you have a blank canvas.
I really love that view. Someone told me once that we don't fear the unknown. We fear our past knowns and we project it into the unknown. And so if we can take that, and instead of looking at the unknown as like this fearful thing that's like past experiences that could happen out there, and we turn it into that blank canvas of what do I want to color it with? What do I want to create here? What will I create from this unknown experience? That really is transformative. And if you think about it, we're like, we don't have any security of anything in our life. You know, a meteor could come through, crashing through here, and we just die, you know, like we're dead suddenly, kaboom, and there's nothing we can do about it. We don't know when we're going to get into a car crash. There's all these different things that we could fear in our life. And we can live in that fear and protect ourselves. And I think, yeah, it's good to have some protection every so often. But if we live in that fear all the time, we get to be immovable. And if we go to the Bible parable of the men and their talents, you know, one man's given 5 talents. One man's given 3 talents, one man's given 1, and the 5 and the 3, they go and invest their talents and make more. And the one with 1 talent, he went and hid it in the earth and didn't do anything with it. And it's just that idea that if we don't live, we don't act, we don't take risk, then we're just kind of wasting our life away. And not that's a bad thing. Like you can live a very simple life, and that's wonderful. Like that's really cool. I love the simplicity that I find in life, and I feel like life's always telling me to live more simple in a more simple manner. But at the same time, what risk am I willing to take? How do I want to keep living? And like, am I living that simple life because of fear? Or am I living that simple life just because I want to appreciate things and have gratitude? And when I'm going out and exploring something new, not necessarily because I hate my old life, it's just that I want to go experience this. I don't want to be afraid of these opportunities that pop up in my life. And I get to learn something new and experience a new thought process and have a new perspective on the world and hone my talents as a person, be able to do more later on.
Having a simple life does not mean you have a simple mind.
Yep.
Could also be like for me, my life is super simple, like in this bed almost 24/7. And but it's not like I'm not doing anything. I've been working on mastering my mind and my body, because the mental diet is the most important in my mind. It's what I've been after when when I started taking action on being like Bruce Lee. People, energy workers, all this stuff, things that I didn't know I was looking for, all just started showing up, because that's what I started conditioning my mind to. So, yeah, that's all I got there.
Yeah, I just love this thought of whenever something bad is coming up in our life, just use it as a green light to give you something new. You know, if something bad happens to your body or your mind or something bad happens to a family member or something like that, look at it as a way, new opportunity to experience something new in our life. And it's almost like a forced way of kicking someone out, kicking yourself out the door. Because then, well, now you get to go experience that. And we can fear, like if we lose our job, we could fear not having our house or not having all these different things that we have. But I've heard so many stories, and even with myself, Like getting, like leaving that job, suddenly you have opportunities to try something new. Yes, the opportunity to become something completely different than you thought you were. Or maybe you have an ability to get a promotion in a different job and have, you don't know the potential that's out there. And so if you limit your mind to this fear-stricken way of thinking, then that's what you'll get. But if you leave your mind open and saying, I'll be taken care of. Not that that doesn't mean you don't act, but just know that whatever's going to happen will happen. And you'll be taken to the next step. Every moment is a moment to grow and experience something new. Even when it sucks, and even when other people don't like it. You know, I think about the Five of Swords here. You know, the people are leaving hurt. But at the same time, who created that hurt? Did we not live up to somebody's expectations, or did we not fulfill the thing that they needed? Maybe we stuck to our own boundaries. And so sometimes people, the things that aren't helping us in life get shed off if we stand in our own power and our own presence. We can't, it doesn't mean we have to go out intentionally hurting people. But usually, if we're hurting people, we don't really realize the hurt that we're giving them. I think there's a different distinction between someone being hurt on because you didn't fulfill their expectation, and you still owning your own self and your own power and the things that you feel like you need in your life. And there's a difference between someone like actually very unintentionally hurting people because their mind just doesn't can't hold that. I'm not really explaining that very well, but a lot of times people's hurt are their own. And so you can't protect everybody against hurt, their own hurt. And we'll find those people that align with us, that fit with our soul and what the things that we need. And we'll find the resources that we need that fit exactly what we're looking for in life.
It's almost
So they'll find, go ahead.
I was gonna say, when you were saying, thinking of the Five of Swords, I was also thinking of it. Being in this part of the process where, if you look at him, he looks a little bit cocky. That stands out to me, and I think this is also part of that that fear that people have sometimes when they're taking on something. One of our friends last night was talking about their new thing that they're taking on, their new
Harmony.
yeah, the comedy that they're now taking on, and they're like, I feel like now I'm trying to just make everything a joke, right? And they
They're
didn't
feeling like
want
a jerk.
to, yeah, they didn't want to have this experience of being this smug and cocky and being aware of the impact that it's going to have on others. This is like perfectly describing what they're going through. But what I was saying is like allow yourself to do this for a little while because you are mindful of it. You actually have your attention on the people and what they're experiencing in it. But if you let yourself be cocky and know that you're actually doing the thing that you want, you're taking on your your dream basically, or something that you really want in the moment, because it's a skill that you that's gonna enhance whatever you're already doing. It's going to provide you more freedom. You've got your sights on the right thing, is your own character. But if we don't allow ourselves to get messy and to be human and to develop that and try to control ourselves, don't let yourself have this victory, and you try to, talk yourself out of it and give them more weight than this, then you are going to become that someone who hurts people, that someone who's intentionally just really messy and irresponsible and all that. But I think this is like this is really, really perfect for that. And I don't know if it gives more to what you were saying in that process, like of being in this stage of it is really to allow yourself, because you do have you have a hold on what you're doing, plus you're aware that there are others, and but you're still going forward with it because it's it's a part of the process that's eventually going to give you that strength that you're looking for in your thing, in your endeavor. Yay, I thought
Everything
of
is
a word.
you got what?
I thought of a word. Yay.
What?
Endeavor in place of
There
thing.
you
Because
go.
I use thing a lot when I can't think of the thing that I want to say. I get excited when I think of words.
Yeah. Every moment something temporary, and we get to just move through it. Keep breathing, keep going. And we'll get through it. It's taking us on our journey. Sometimes we got to try new things, act different ways. Find the personality that fits us the best sometimes. And sometimes honing our personality, our which for me is a tool to live through our life. I don't think it's necessarily who we are. It's just a tool that we've put on ourselves. But finding that, sometimes honing that personality, that tool, is doing things that aren't so great, and then you experience it and you say, all right, I didn't like that. Now I know what it feels like, and I'm gonna do things differently. Or different things calls for different things in a different situation. But every moment's a green light, so go for it. Go get your hero's journey.
What came to mind when you said that, though, is like the natural way that a personality changes is you're not out there trying to kill it off. It's just gonna die because you're pursuing the other thing.
Yep. The same thing with addiction too. Like if you want to get rid of something that you're addicted to, some bad habit that you have, a lot of times you just replace it with something else. And I know it's like a lot of times we see that as like trading one coping mechanism with another, but if you have some addiction, every time you have that feeling of, oh, I want to go do this thing, just replace it with something that's better than alcohol or cigarettes or whatever. Oh, I'm feeling this way. I'm gonna go do something different. I'm gonna go jump in an ice bath. I don't know. I'm not having a whole lot of ideas here, but a lot of times that is the best way to dump an addiction is to replace the coping mechanism with something else. And same thing with our personality. If you want to dump a behavior, just trade it with something different. Try something new. Figure out what's causing that behavior and try something different.
It's
Repeat
like
it.
once you identify a pattern, it's no longer a pattern. It's now a choice, right? To keep, to continue in that. That's what came to mind when you said that. Beautifully said.
Beautiful words. Now go shift people.
Yes.
Shifty shifties.
This is the hero's journey is the, I mean, this is the shift we've been looking for. This is the clearest we've said the shift. This
This is the whole shift. What is it? What is it?
is the shift, the whole shift, and nothing but the shift.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now go
Awesome.
take your shift.
Yeah. Go pick up a shift. Shifts are available. Get on the clock. All right.
Right,
Ian,
shifties.
love
We
you.
love you. Thanks for being amazing.
That's it. Let the shift hit the fan. Let the shift hit the fan.